the arid hills of Kashipur, a remote region in India's eastern state of Orissa, lies one of the world's largest bauxite reserves. In 1993, a consortium of corporations known together as the Utka Alumina International Limited, or UAIL, was formed to extract the bauxite and produce alumina. Canadian alumina corporation Alcan has been a partner in the UAIL venture since 1999 and now has a 45% holding. Yet after more than 12 years of local resistance, neither the mine nor the smelter have been built. The lives of the indigenous, or Adivasi, and low-caste, or Dalit communities are based in agriculture and are entirely dependent on the land.
We are farmers, we are warm of this soil, and without land, there is no existence. If the company is coming, then our water, our air, all things will be polluted. And if the company is coming to this place, then we are suffering a lot.
Communities accuse the company of working closely with the government and police to push the project through, using tactics which range from dividing communities to bribery, coercion, repression, manipulation, and police brutality. Following a protest against the construction of new police outposts in late 2004, the Kashipur region has endured a new wave of state-sponsored repression and increased militarization. Yet in the midst of these reports of conflict and resistance, Alcan maintains that communities consent to the mine. In this second part of a radio documentary recorded in Kashipur in 2005, we look at the company's claims that communities consent to the project, the villagers' claims of corruption and repression, and the Orissa state government's reaction to the resistance. We begin in the village of Maikanch, where police platoons have just left after occupying the village for 2 months.
Since 2 months, the police people, they're harassing like anything, and they used to come with the police forces, and they're trying to interfere among ourselves by paying some money. They're threatening us and differentiating ourselves. We are fighting ourselves. My name is Harambati Naik, she says. Now, even the police will be there, we will just fight out. We will just organize our agitation, and no problem for it. We will not fear now, because let the police will come and do whatever. If they took away some people, some leaders, and some ladies, even then we will do. And we all are against the company. We don't want any money. But the company should be stopped. Let the police personnel or the government, they kill us. We are ready to die here itself, but we don't want the company, nor we have to leave this.
On December 16th, 2000, three Adivasis from the village of Maikanch were killed by police, and 13 were injured during a protest against the project in an incident now called the Maikanch firings. In the wake of the shootings, Norsk Hydro, a key UAIL partner, pulled out of the project, leaving Alcan to take up a larger holding. The shootings drew attention in India and abroad to the Kashipur struggle, and Alcan found itself in the media spotlight. But in an era where corporations attempt to portray themselves as socially and environmentally responsible, it's not surprising that a new strategy emerged to secure the project without the bad publicity. According to villagers and activists in Kashipur, UAIL's new tactic is to create an image of local support for the mine and smelter project at any cost. They maintain that the company has been bribing local politicians, police forces, and even villagers while unleashing repression and state-sponsored violence on villagers who oppose the mine. While UAIL representatives refused to meet with us in Kashipur, Alcan did respond in writing to our questions regarding community consent. They named two events which they say demonstrate a broad base of support for the project. The first event is a Gram Sabha, a meeting required by the Indian constitution in all panchayats or groupings of tribal lands to allow community members to vote on matters of local governance, including resource extraction projects such as mines. In October 2004, Wen Gramsabo was held for a rehabilitation and resettlement package for the Kashipur UAIL project. According to the company, the package was endorsed following an extensive consultation with the panchayats through the Gramsabha meetings. All the people we spoke with, however, had a different take on the Gramsabha. Sibram Naik, an anti-mine activist from the village of Maikanch, explains.
families were called to sit in Grama Sabha. Only 147, and the other families were left out. So they had no chance to sit and say something in the meeting. We announced, we declared that that was not the village Sabha, but police Sabha, meeting of the police people who are conducting, because they are in more number and they have come with nine big vans. Moreover, this 147 families who said to decide, they also could not express anything, could not represent anything, just because they were bound in presence of these officers. And simply, they passed some resolutions and they asked them to put their signature and leave. So it was a kind of forced meeting arranged or organized by the officers, government officers. We asked the superintendent of police whether it is lawful, whether it is legal to conduct such a shava with the presence of a huge police troop. Usually when we sit for police sabha, so it takes more than hours because we to finalize or to decide things. But in that day, it took only 1 hour because 1 hour they came and within 1 hour the sabha was over, the meeting was over, whatever they wanted, they did. 2,000 people we protested about the sitting and about the resolutions, about what they were going. 2,000 people of us protested, but they didn't pay any attention to that.
The UAL has not yet got the people's consent from the Gram Sabha, which is mandatory for any other project. For last 12 years, none of the Gram Sabha have given any consent in favor of the company. And UAL project would affect 5 Gram Panchayats area. That means 5 Gram Sabhas should give their consent in favor of the company. Kuchipadar Gram Sabha or Maikanch Gram Sabha not has given any consent in favor of the company. Rather, they have given against the company. Several times the Gram Sabha have given resolutions against the company and have sent to President of India, to the Prime Minister of India, to Chief Minister of India, but they are ignored. Only they have 3 villages consent. They are small part of one Gram Sabha. They got their consent with presence of heavy police, but none of them have accepted the payments till date. That means they are not accepting even today the company. And it is about these 3 villages, they would lose their houses and lands. Rest of the 21 villages, they would lose only their land. They are not accepting any payments from this company, because they think that if you leave their land, nothing is they will get. Money will not last for days. Money will be finished up. But the land is giving them feed, is the food for generations. That is their argument. The tribal communities of Kashipur are more dependent on themselves rather than the state and market.
This was the voice of Devaranjan Sarangi, an anti-mine activist based in the village of Kuchipadar. In its letter to us, Elkan also stated that at least 15,000 people attended a pro-mine rally held in November 2004 in a show of support for the project. Youth activists Amashankaram, Arli Bam, and Ranjita from the village of Kuchipadar speak to us about the rally.
People were hired, from different areas to meet in that day. So it is a rumor simply that we want and we are welcoming the industry. But it is completely wrong, and it is the version of people outside who live outside, not our people. We don't want this. Without involvement of any bribery or any corruption or money, let the government or let anybody show us who are the real supporters of this company. So that is a challenge. Let the people give their free consent. People are not free to give their consent. The government cannot buy the people, our people. It can hire the people from outside and demonstrate and show that, yes, here people are welcoming the plans. But so far our people are concerned, we are not with the plan. Let the government show the free consent of the people from our area.
I work with an NGO called Ankuran, and in Kasipur we are involved through a tribal network, Apex network, called Orissa Adivasi Manch. All this time, the people had this resistance get together, like where 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 5,000 people, 10,000 people, they were resisting and then saying that we don't want the company. Maybe the company thought, if this is the way of resistance, and then how do you really resist the resistance? So they also brought people from outside. So around 5,000 people, they brought it from outside by trucks, paying them even one day wage, 50 rupees, 100 rupees. We don't have a proof whether a person has got this 50 rupees or 100. We don't have a proof of that. But we have a proof that the trucks have been hired. There are hundreds of trucks which carried people. Generally, when we have this people's meetings, you don't see trucks being hired. People walk and then go by walk. Then why these hundreds of trucks, if this is really a people's meeting? So there is a proof that these trucks have been paid, otherwise they are not come just free. Only this is a, any fool can say that they have been paid and come.
Badal Ta, director of a local NGO named Ankuran, pointed out that the rally in question was organized by a controversial and sudden alliance of several political parties called the All-Party Committee.
In a democratic setup, you have ruling parties, you have opposition. But then we see there is no opposition of any party, because there are four or five parties in grassroots level, but then they are one. This kind of dichotomy is there, where you say, fine, for election purpose, for vote purpose, you are divided. But for money, for taking some monetary benefit, some material benefit from the company, you have formed an all-party committee. That is, this all-party committee has been declared official, being supported by bureaucracy, being supported by the goons there and the company. What happened there actually, if the all-party people have called the meeting, and if the company is neutral, but the company has a lot of leaflets, and the company started distributing all the leaflets there. So company is almost dominated the scene. Company is seen distributing food, company is seen distributing water and all that. So why is that? And if a rally or a congregation of the people's movement, people's organization is done in Kasipur, no company is seen, no government is seen. And no food is seen, no water is seen. People come with their own food, eat and then go away. So why company here? Because this has been videographed. In the name of all party, company organized the meeting, and it's all shown in all national TV, AV, all radio. It is seen that company people are there. These are some of the proofs which say that they are having a continuous strategy to co-opt and then divide the community.
corporation are bribing people, and they are bribing also policemen and also the people in administration and also the state leaders, political leaders, leaders of political parties. The state has become an enemy of people nowadays. People who man the state, they depend on money power mostly, because elections cost a lot of money. Particularly clandestinely they have to get money so that election machinery will run well. So the leaders of the political parties are keen to win over the companies to their side. So these corporations pay them money. So because of bribery, state has become totally subservient to the cause or to the interest of these corporations. So when the state wants to do something, it can do it through terrorizing people. And naturally, police are in their hands. So officials as well as the police are just obliging the corporations, because they also get money. So money power is playing a key role, and only people whose interest is affected, who are fighting for their livelihood, are there acting against the interest of the companies, according to them.
We heard when we were in villages that the police, backed by the company, has come into villages in an attempt to divide the villages and to buy off some villagers to offer them money to support the company. Have you heard these stories?
They are indulging in two methods. All the wine merchants, all the contractors, all the political leaders, and all the officers, bureaucrats, are in support of the corporation. In addition to that, they want some other brokers, some other people to help them. Sometimes threats are used, and sometimes temptations are there. They want to demoralize people by offering them money. Temptation is there, and coercion is there. Putting people in jail on false charges. The police can do anything. So, unfortunately, that is how democracy is working.
Retired lecturer Bhagabath Rath was one of many who maintain that Alcan's claims that communities consent to the mine and smelter project are based on events surrounded by allegations of corruption, bribery, repression, and brutality. We tried to meet with government officials, company representatives, and pro-mine politicians in the town of Raigarh, Kashipur's administrative center. None agreed to speak with us. When we returned to the Orissa provincial capital of Bhubaneswar, we spoke with Biswabhasan Harinchandan, the Orissa Minister of Law, Industry and Rural Development.
In Kashipur area, we are having two projects with the object of providing employment to the people of that area, who are mainly Adivasis. There are hilly tract of lands where there is no facility of irrigation, and the standard of living is very low. And this matter of having an aluminium factory was being registered since the last 10 years. So ultimately this government had taken a decision that we'll have the factory, we'll provide employment to those people, they will be rehabilitated suitably, colony has to be constructed, and from every land ousty, one will be taken as employee of the factory. That is the state of affairs there.
How have people in the region responded to this resettlement package?
There are some good response now, because in many villages, they had their village committees. The panchayats, they have passed resolutions. And for providing employment, I think that is the best thing, apart from the question that the state will get its revenue also.
Would you say that the people in the area would agree with you that the industry is necessary?
Yes, people of area, I said already that they have passed resolutions in various meetings and intimated the government that we want the industry for the sake of employment and for better standard of living of the people of the area.
We have heard claims that the government is paid by UAIL and the police are paid by UAIL in Kashipur.
Government has all possible controls over the company. Whatever restriction is necessary, government will impose on the company. And we are looking to the public interest and would see that public interest would not be affected in any way. Therefore, company is just a small matter so far as the government is concerned. So the government will look to the benefit of the people of that locality and the greater interest of the state. So all these matters have been taken into consideration. Therefore, it is the company which they are applying. All matters have been discussed. We have committees at different levels. And after discussing all the aspects from various angles, this decision has been taken.
Alken has been saying that people in Kashipur want this mine. According to you, do people in Kashipur want a bauxite mine?
Some people, they want the mining should come up. And within that some people, it is not always the poor. Generally, it is projected because people are poor, they want the mining, so the jobs will be aplenty and all that. And seeing is always believing, and we have seen, we have experienced that it is not always the poor people. Say that when the corporations come up, they officially spend 10% of the money in bribing all these people, political parties, and then because they are not grounded in Kashipur. So some of these people, they want that, okay, the company should come up. And some people, and specifically non-tribals and non-Dalits in Kashipur, because they think that there is a kind of temporary benefit they will get. Somebody can get a kind of petrol bunk. Somebody will get some contractory. Somebody can hire the vehicles they have. So those are very handful. But the real affected people, okay, directly affected, they don't want.
We're standing on the side of the road near the village where we just were. My conch.
The Dalit people and the Adivasi people, they do not want that the mine should come. But others, there are high rich people and Brahmins and other people, they are there. They are saying that let the company will come. But with the people, we are vehemently opposing. The company will come means we will be displaced.
No, people are not supporting. But they say manufacturing consent that they are doing. How to break the will of the people? Here they are using the method of coercion, coercing consent. Not only manufacturing consent, but they are also coercing consent. If the majority of people are supporting, why should the police be there in such large numbers in that area? The common sense tells us that they are there for coercion purposes. Otherwise, what need is there? If the majority of people are there, can the minority prevail upon the majority? When that majority is supported by all the officials, all the contractors, all the wine merchants, then why should the police be there? There is no need for the police to be there. Police officers claim that 95% people are supporting. So are these 5% people so very strong that they are able to withstand the pressure of 95% people? It's all nonsense.
Once we have lost our land, we lost everything. If the company wants to launch its project, then first the company kill us, then over our corpses, the factory should be grown.
So we don't want to welcome a company which comes and which kills our people. And when
people are slaughtered and killed, murdered, such a company should not come to our area, which do not respect our life and property.
We do not want the company, and we are fighting here against the company who is coming from Canada. And we expect all the people of Canada, all the intellectual of Canada, all the concerned people of Canada, they should also fight against the company who is coming to our place, India, which is so poor. And they actually raised the question, why the company going to the poor states and in the name of development kills the people? That question should be raised by the citizen of Canada. And we expect all these things from Canadian people. Thank you.
बिल्कुल चाहूँ कंपनी जुदी है बो
Today we have heard voices of resistance from Kashipur, India, where Canadian corporation Alcan is a major holder in a proposed bauxite mine and alumina smelter project. For over 13 years, Indigenous, or Adivasi, and low-caste, or Dalit communities have been protesting the project, which they say will destroy their lives and push them to displacement. The anti-mine movement accuses the company of working closely with state officials, police, and paramilitaries to suppress resistance. This was the second of a three-part documentary on the anti-mine struggle in Kashipur. The interviews from Kashipur were recorded by Brooke Thorndycraft and Tamara Herman in Orissa, India, in 2005. For more information, or to hear the other parts of the documentary, point your browser at www.alcantinindia.org. That's A-L-C-A-N-T-I-N-I-N-D-I-A.org.